At the end of 2024, Wisconsin's largest community music school celebrated 125 years of arts-focused education. WUWM's Eric Vaughn Fellow Maria Peralta Ariano visited the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music in Milwaukee to learn more about its impact.
The Wisconsin Conservatory of Music was founded in 1899 by William Bepler, Hugo Kahn, and Dr. Louise Frank to provide accessible music education to those in Wisconsin. Initially, the WCM served as a hub of higher education, mainly for young women. It provided teaching certificates and degrees for future music educators. But in 1985, the conservatory suspended its college focus and turned to community programming. Conservatory Executive Director Eric Tillich says WCM's mission has evolved to center accessibility for the community.
I mean, people that were able to pay for music education back then were granted that access. And if you look at kind of where we're evolving now, and it hits on some of the themes I've been talking about, which is, you know, how do we level the playing field? How do we make music more accessible and not have financial barriers be the utmost issue to, you know, granting someone the opportunity to pursue their musical dreams?
The WCM's programming today includes private lessons, as well as music education in schools and senior living facilities across 52 community partnerships. The conservatory also does community outreach through efforts such as instrument drives and cultivates diverse musical talent through its fellowship in teaching artistry. John Bragel is WCM's Director of Community Partnerships. He says a conservatory works to bring music education to underserved communities in Milwaukee.
Kids are just as excited about music in one neighborhood as they are in other neighborhoods. It's a fairly universal thing, the human experience in music. And so, you know, our teachers leave most schools having received a couple hugs, a couple high fives, some fist bumps, and a lot of thank yous for filling the school hallways with music and filling the kids' days with music.
The WCM serves thousands of students and adults across Milwaukee and Wisconsin with the hopes of sparking inspiration for some to continue with musical exploration. The conservatory has a number of famous alumni, including Gene Wilder, Liberace, and Justin Hurwitz. Tillich says those successful alumni serve as proof to students that they too can be the next big name in music.
What we have around the conservatory based on some of these individuals that have done an amazing job, you know, can help inspire the person that is in fourth grade and say, I want to be like Angie Swan. I want to be the best guitarist, one of the best guitarists in the world, and note that she started here and was, similar to you, an MPS student who got her start at the conservatory and now is, you know, working with some of the top talent in the world.
One of the conservatory's current students is high schooler Stella Avery, who has been playing violin for 12 years.
It has been so important being surrounded by so many educated individuals and people who are learning just like myself. And I've loved how it's grown with me over the years, from even 4 to 16. I think it helps me in the same way. It's just so like adaptive to everything I need. And like, I don't even know where I'd be in violin if it wasn't for this place.
As it enters its 126th year, the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music continues to educate Milwaukee's next generation of musicians. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow, Maria Peralta Ariano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
That was Conservatory student Stella Avery playing at the end. And earlier in the piece, we heard Director of Community Partnerships John Bragel and Director of Education Teresa Drews.